State lawmakers approved a plan to spend $53 million on a California port as a way to give Utah's coal country a helping hand. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
Almost half of the revenue generated from mineral mining on federal lands comes back to Utah. It's typically used to build community centers and roads in the rural counties where the mining's done. But lawmakers want to use the money now to transport Utah products into foreign markets. Republican Darren Owens represents Fountain Green in central Utah.
This is an opportunity to throw a bone to our rural partners, these coal miners, and it's not just about coal.
Supporters say other Utah commodities could also find new markets if the state chips in for the redevelopment of Oakland, California's shipping port, a $275 million project. They say it will open the door to the world for energy produced in Utah. Brad King is a Democrat who represents the heart of Utah coal country.
In an area that's heavily energy related, either in the coal mines or in power production, this really could give new life to some of the folks and restore some of the jobs that we've lost over the last few years.
Environmentalists lobbied to stop the bill through the final hours of the legislative session, but they failed. Ashley Sotichek is a senior policy associate for HEAL Utah.
It's a shame to see these community impact board funds being essentially wasted on this venture.
Sotichek and other environmentalists call it a risky investment for Utah. China's closing 1,000 mines, they say, investment companies are shunning coal, and California politicians are fighting Utah's plans. Judy Faze, KUER News.